So basically, this is the same thing. I only used one cursor again. And I have the cursor, and it is selecting employee number, salary, and manager from employees. Auto by manager for update of salary. I've got a place to store the employee ID, the manager, and the salary. So I've set those all up. So I opened the cursor, and I'm really not using the employee salary, and I was going to experiment with how I could do that, but I had other things I wanted to do, so I didn't. But you can experiment with it if you want to. But I just went ahead and read the whole record. And I'm not going to use the employee ID and the salary, but it was easier to just bring them in. I suspect I could have done a fetch into fetch maybe and put the field in parentheses or a dot or something like that. But as I said, I just didn't go and look it up. If you want to, feel free. And maybe this weekend I will. So I went and did an open, because again, with the for statement, I've got to do the open, the fetch, and the close. Okay? I don't have to do the open, the fetch, and the close. But with the while or the regular loop, I do. So I did the open, I fetched the information, and then I did a while on the found. And I went down and said, okay, if count is zero or I'm past the point, and we looked at that yesterday, or I'm past the point, then add it to the table. Okay? And then I have my fetch at the bottom. So I have my fetch up here that brings in one record, and I have my fetch down here that will read all the other records. So I have one fetch that brings in the first record, then at the loop, I have a fetch that goes and gets all the rest of the records. Okay, so I fetch and then I go back to the loop, and if it was found, I go ahead and process. If it wasn't found, I don't go back into the loop, I get out. So now I finish the manager table, and after I finish the manager table, I close it. Keep forgetting to turn that off. And then I went down, and the next thing is I reopened it. Okay, because I have to do an open because I want to start at the beginning now. The first time I went through was just to get the table of everybody that was a manager. Now I got to go through it again, so I opened it. And I said, open to see employee one again, fetch it into the three things. This time I'm really not using manager ID, I'm just using employee and salary. But it doesn't do any harm to fetch them all in. Okay? And then I set the flags and I looked for a match. And if I found a match, then I dropped out of the loop. Okay, and went on from there. And I really didn't change anything inside much. I just changed the while. And the fetch. And I just realized I never closed that, but I was done anyway, so it didn't yell at me. It claimed to have run. But I should have closed. If I opened the employee, I should have closed it. But on the way out the door, you can get away with sometimes not doing things like that. Yeah.
Is there any benefit of the while compared to the for or vice versa?
No, I just... Just different ways of writing it.
It's more sense to the... I mean, the for...
Yeah, no, I like it better, but I like the while better, but that's why I said I thought I had, and I still think I have a copy of this someplace.
Right, deep in my database.
Right, deep in my such a totally organized
amount of class you have, you don't have time to be organized. You gotta.
Whatever. So that's the while. Okay, the next thing I want to do is take a look at procedures, and then we're going to have you work on a cursor example. But I want to look at procedures, which is introduction to procedures. Okay? So what we're setting up here is a procedure. And I want you to actually go in and experiment with this. So I'd like you to go into PuTTY and bring it up. And we're going to do some experimenting. Which probably should mean I should go into PuTTY too. Set up. I forgot that. Okay, the structure that you use when you set up a procedure is this one. You use the header, and the is, and then the declaration can go in after the is, or actually it goes in, can go in before it, really. And then begin, and then if you want the exceptions, you can have that, and then if you want the end, you can have that. So I started out and I said, I made a new copy in the donation table. And I don't remember what I was doing with the donation table, because the experiment I want you to do is actually, I guess I did it down here, all right. So here is an example. Let me take a picture of that. And then the one I want you to play with is further down. So I said create or replace procedure, add donation. So I'm writing a procedure. So the procedure is a separate entity, okay? And the way I'm going to get to this procedure is down here, I am calling the procedure. Okay, so the procedure is a separate entity. It can be called by multiple programs. Once I set up a procedure to do something, it can be called with multiple programs. So notice the procedure that I set up is simply an insert. So therefore, I could have this set up so that any time I wanted to do an insert, I could call this procedure and send the information to it and it would do the insert. So I can just go through, call the procedure, and have it go and do it. So the procedure, it says create or replace procedure add donation. Okay, so if I make changes to it, it will make the change to add donation. Okay. I put in it, in parentheses, the stuff that it is going to get sent. I am sending it up for things. So again, if you look down here where I call the procedure, I'm sending it four things, okay? And the four things that I'm sending it are going to go into the four things up there. So the four things that I'm sending are going into the four things up there.
Can I send only three? Like, say if I only want three for that one time, like, I just get ID number, drive number, and con date?
No, it's expecting the four. You'd have to set it up to handle if you're going to be doing something different.
Okay.
So you're sending, if you only want to send three things, you do it down here. If you don't want to send the fourth thing, then you're going to have to, I'm trying to remember whether it's comma, comma, or I usually put in just quote, quote.
Okay.
Send nothing. But comma, comma, I think will work with this. When we're experimenting, you can try that. But I don't remember. Some languages, comma, comma works, as in skipping something. Others, you just put in something you want to send. Okay, so I am sending up the information, and then I'm taking that information and doing an insert. Okay? Now, when I create this procedure, I said edit, add, donation. So I went out to the editor, I wrote the procedure, and then, and this is important, after you write the procedure, you have to do an at sign on the name of the procedure so the procedure is created. If you don't create the procedure, it's not going to run correctly. More importantly, if I decide to go in and change the procedure and I don't recreate it, then it's going to run the old procedure. And I can't tell you how many times I've done that. You know, made the change in the procedure, executed it, said, why isn't my change happening? Well, my change isn't happening because it's still running the old version. I haven't recreated it, and so it's running the old version instead of the one that I changed. Okay? So now I've got my regular program, and this is just a regular program that I have, and I am taking in data on this program, and then saying if VCON amount is greater than 20, then I want to insert. So I put an if statement in there just to give it something to do. And I said, if the VCON amount is greater than 20, then go and do that procedure. And so it goes out and does the procedure. The reason for having a procedure, as I said, is now multiple programs can call it. Okay, so, or if I was doing it multiple places in the same program, but I, by having it in a procedure, anytime I want to do an insert, I can just say, run the add donation, and it could be run out of other programs as well. Okay? So anytime I want to add a donation, I can do that. Okay. So here's where I ran it. And I said, call, add donation. Okay, that's the name of the program. The name of the program is call, add donation. When I ran it, it came up and prompted me for the data. I put in the data. And I put in a con amount that was greater than 20. So it went and did the add. And you can see the add down here. So the add got done to the donation table, okay? And it got done because the procedure got executed and the information got written. So I took in the information, I called the procedure executed, and the insert got done, okay? Now, this is the one I want you to play with. So come down here, and the first thing I want you to do is create that table. Thank you. that is my in-out table.
So just create the table, don't put anything in it.
Everybody got the table created?
Yeah.
Okay. Then the next thing I want to do is I have a program called Calc Process Calc. And if you'd like to use other names, feel free. I got a little carried away when I was doing it. But anyway, I want to make a program called Edit Calc Process Calc. And it's a regular program. It declares three things. And then it does a process calc and sends three things. So make that program as well. Why is it doing that? For some reason, it seems to be dependent on the speed with which I do that, but anyway. Okay. Then I want to write something kind of like this one called Process Calc, but I want to have, and I'm not sure how I left it when I was playing with this last night. Okay, I left something in there. I want to hate this editor. Okay, I want just that. The one I've got has some stuff in it, and we're going to play around with that stuff in a minute. But I want just the insert. So I want you to make one like the one I got up here. Okay, so create that as well. So at this point, you've made in-out table, you've made the program that's doing the calling, which is calc process calc, and you're now making the procedure, which is called process calc. And then once you've made this procedure, you've got to run it so that the procedure gets created. Thank you. Is everybody with me?
I'm in the middle of typing, but I'm still
with you. What?
I'm in the middle of typing, but I'm still with you.
He's off in his own world, so I can't judge by his typing. Okay, has everybody got these three things? Okay. If not, you can look at the handout. Okay, so I'm going to do a Control O, and I enter, and Control X, and now I am saying @ process calc, because I okay, because I want to create it. I want to make sure that it's the right thing. Okay, so now I'm going to go and run this. So I'm going to run my program, and my program is @ calc process calc. And I'm entering a value for that, so I'm going to put in 17, and then I'm going to put in 25, and then I'm going to put in 53. 17, 25, 53, and I'm going to try to remember those. Okay, and it says the procedure was successfully created. And what the procedure was it was supposed to write to the table. So I'm now going to do a select asterisk from in out table. And I should have a line there now. And the line has the 17, has the 53, but does not have the 25 that I put in.
Why?
Oh, I was going to tell you.
I'm sorry. I don't know if I missed something.
And the reason is, if you look up above, let me take a picture of that, and then we will talk about the reason. For some reason, it's decided it's okay to take pictures now. There are three modes for the parameters. There is the in, the out, and the in-out. In sends the parameters from the calling program to the procedure. Out sends the parameters from the procedure back to the calling program, and I'm not doing that in this one. And in-out does both. So therefore, when I sent something from the calling, from the calling ones, okay, sends parameters from the calling, so in works fine, but out sends parameters from the procedure back to the calling program. Okay, so it doesn't accept information, it only returns information. So if I wanted to return information, it would return it. So when you look at what I did, okay, I put it in, and it just went in and did the insert, okay, because I didn't do any manipulation. It just had the insert down here. That's all I had was just the insert. And so it took the in, and it took the in-out number, and the out number it didn't work with. I typed something in for it, it sent it, but it doesn't receive it, because out only sends things back. It doesn't receive them. And so the out didn't show up. Okay. So now if you play around with this, and I go in and I say edit, what is it called? Process calc. And I edit that, and now I'm going to put in the things that I had on the program on the handouts. So I'm going to say P out, and I'm assigning that P in plus P in. And then I've got the other one on the handout that said P in out and assigning to it. A reason I don't use the underscore that much in life. Okay, so now I've got this one. So hopefully I managed to type it correctly. So I'm doing a control O and a control X. And now I'm going to say that I need to create this because I've made a change to it. If I didn't do this, then it would not take my changes. Okay, and now it's back to deciding it really doesn't want to take a picture. One more time. Very slowly. Nope. Okay, so we don't have that picture taking. So I've done the procedure, and it says procedure created, and now I'm going to run it. And so I'm going to run @ calc process calc and enter the values. So I did 17... 25, I think, and 53. And it's been successfully created. And so now I am going to say select asterisk from in out table. Okay, and now I've got 17, 34, 51. So 17 came in, but out is not what was passed because it didn't receive it. Out is my calculation that I put in there of adding P in plus P in. And P in out is not what I sent because I have changed that. I sent it, but now I have changed it. And it's now adding the 17s three times. And so that's the output that you're getting. Okay, so that's about as best I can do. So play around with that for a few minutes. The reason I wanted you to come up with it is to be able to play around with it for a few minutes. So try passing some different things, try doing some different things. I've got a few examples in here. Can try. So there's an example down below. But obviously, if you're not using out, I didn't have to pass it. I have out that I'm passing just because I wanted you to see what happened that they didn't accept it.
but obviously if I'm not passing anything back, I don't need to pass out up. I could just have passed in and in out. Because those are the only thing two things that will be received. Yeah, go in and just experiment with it. You can either use my examples to experiment and see if you get the same things, or you can go ahead and there's one down there that has a warning. Okay. There's one down here that has a warning because I tried to use P out and it hadn't received anything as P out. And so when I went that, it says procedure created with compilation errors. And the reason it got a compilation error is I tried to use P out and I didn't have anything in it, okay, because it didn't receive anything. And so I told it to take and use P out in a calculation, but it had nothing, it had received nothing. So it gave me a compilation error. So if I go in, and I say edit, cross, calc, and I go in and I change this top one, I think, to out. That's interesting. I didn't get an error on that, and I got an error at home last night when I was playing with it.
Code can be weird sometimes.
Hmm?
Code can be weird sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you know you can't compare to, what's called two numbers in JavaScript without using parse for them?
It's safest to use parse float. But if they're the same number of digits, I think you can do it.
That just let me do that. Put the out in there, and it didn't give me the warning. And as I said, I swear, I'm not losing my mind, I swear that I got the warning last night when I was playing with these.
It didn't do anything without, so it didn't do it. Because you can see here, I put in 12, 12, 12. And the middle one, it didn't do anything with. But it didn't give me that compiler, and as I said, I got that last night. Okay, so I put in the P out there. So now I'm going to go down and try putting it in down on the next line. Did anybody get an error?
No, not on that one.
Interesting.
Okay. Do I try to change the value?
Okay, so there's out.
Sorry, I missed it.
We're trying to figure out why it's not being consistent.
Yeah, it might as well contribute.
Let me just finish what I was trying to do and see at sign process calc procedure created, and then when I try to run it at sign calc process. Calc, and I want to take a picture of that too. It's working the way it should work, but it's not giving me the error. And apparently, whatever version they have here is not the version I have at home. And so, because I was getting the error that is shown in your notes as well, this procedure created with compilation error. And I was getting that because I was using P out when I hadn't sent anything to it, because the out doesn't receive anything. Apparently, they've now got it so that it will still run and won't give you the compilation error. As I said, I must have a different version at home, because I ran that last night and I got the compilation error. But what happened is I went in and I changed this so that I had P out there, and I put P out there as well. So I had P out on both lines, and I calculated out and in out. And so the only one that showed up was 12. Because by putting the out there, it couldn't do the calculation correctly, and so it just didn't give me output. When I did it at home last night, as I said, it gave me the compilation error. But here it did it, but it did not do the calculation correctly, which is kind of interesting. Okay, so that's procedures and cancel. That's an introduction to procedures. There's more that we will look at as we go along. We'll look at a little bit more on procedures and having procedures internal, because the procedure can be internal as well as external. Then we'll look at functions, which are a little bit different, And we'll look at both those, both internally and externally. And then we've got to look at triggers and a few other little things. But we're actually close to getting done. So, I have gotten a lot of questions about curses. So your homework for last time was, which by the way, today is the last day for withdrawal. And they won't hear this. But anyway, today is the last day for withdrawal. What I'd like you to do is this cursor program. And I'd like you to start doing that in class. And so if you have any questions, I'll let your rare script that will handle the inventory table and the department table. Okay, so I've got an inventory table and I've got a department table, and you need to set up an inventory or a department if you don't have one. And just look here to see what I need. The script should accumulate the on-hand for departments and write to a new table where you will store the department number, and the total of the on-hand. Okay? So I'm only having a few things involved there, a little bit of data. This is very similar to the donor one that I gave as an example way back at the beginning. Continuing example one using cursor, I'm going to bring up the Hoyer one. The Hoyer one, rather. Okay. So it's very similar to this. It's just I have inventory and I have deposit. Okay, so here, if I have inventory and department, department is like this. It's like the drive. So department is like the drive. Inventory is like the donation. Okay? And the on hand. So I've got over here a one-to-many relationship. Okay? There's a one-to-many relationship between the drive table and the donation table. Okay? So there's a one-to-many relationship. One drive can have many donations. So that's a one-to-many relationship. If I come over and look at the problem, that's not where I wanted to be. Actually, I think I'll just go back and bring it up on a separate screen. Okay, so I want you to write a script that will add an inventory table and a department table. The script should accumulate the on-hand for the departments and write to a new table where you'll store the department name, and the total of the on-hand. So what I'm meaning by the inventory table is that I am bringing in on-hands. Okay? So I'm bringing in something, that will affect on-hand. So I'm bringing in a sale you could do, or a receipt. Maybe you can just do receipts. But there is something that's coming in. So I'm going to have, and I keep looking for the pens that I haven't laid out. To start out by having a department table. Okay, in the department table, I need the department name. So we're going to say there's going to be a department number here and the department name. Okay, and that's the information for the department. Okay, and then I've got an inventory table coming. Inventory table is going to have an item number.
okay? And it's probably going to have a date. And then let's have amount received. Okay, and that is a possible way of doing this. You could have done it a different way and it would be fine. And then the output, when you will put it out, the output, this is the input, the output is going to have the department number, the department name, and the total of the on hand, the total received, we'll call it, or on hand, it doesn't matter. The total received, okay? So I'm going to have the total received. If you wanted to, you could put an original on hand here and add to it. So let's say I have department 111. The department name is first, and I have 100 on hand, okay? And then I have over here the item number, the date, and the amount received. And what else do I need over there? I need a department number, right? I need a department number so that I know what department to add to. So I read this in, I get, let's say it comes in as item number 123, and a date, what are we at, 11/19 or whatever it is. And the amount received is 20, okay? And the department number is 111, okay? And the department number might be the first thing or the second thing. So I now want to take, and I'm going to add it to the on hand that started out at 1,000. And so I'm going to add 20 to it. And then I get another one that comes in for item number 123 on 11/20. It's 40, and it's department 111. Okay? So then I add, and that's all I have for 123. Then I would write over here the department number, which is 111. And I'd write the department name, which is first. And I would write the 1,000 plus 60, which is 1,060. So I'm bringing them in, I'm adding them, and then I'm writing out the new on hand onto a new table. I didn't have you update the table. I could have had you update it, but I think I said a new table. I didn't say anything about adding to the on hand, so if you didn't want to have that, that's fine. Just add up those numbers and put it over there. Either way would work. So if you go back and look at this and compare it, the example that I looked at is very similar. Okay? Because I have a drive. And the drive would be like the department. Okay, so drive is like department. And then I have the donation. Well, donation is like this that I received in. So you can compare this, okay, to the drive. You can compare this to the donation table. And you can compare this into the insert into, so this would be the con info, because I'm writing something in there. So that would be the same as that, okay? So basically, you're going to set up a drive cursor, and the drive, I mean a department cursor, which is going to be very similar to the drive cursor. Okay, and again, you can use on hand or not if you want to. That's totally of your choice. And then you set up a donation cursor, which is similar to my inventory cursor. And then you just fetch and add to them. Okay? And as I said, this is optional. Okay, and if you don't have it on hand and you add to, then over here, you would have just 60 you would go out. So this is optional.
So you're going to bring it in, open it, go through, add to the amount, and you're basically, I think, at least using that as a model. And so if you kind of copy that, you're going to be okay. But you just have to change the department to go with the drive and inventory with the donation. So give that a shot. Or at least a start, or at least make sure you kind of understand. But if I were you, I'd almost even copy and paste that beginning part and then start changing names, or else you can go from it. Okay. So you're going to have a V department number, V department name, V count amount, which is amount received, V tote count amount, which is what you want to write down here. Okay. So the setup is the same, and then if you don't use the on hand. And then you say cursor, department cursor is, and you put those two things in. If you're using on hand, you add the food thing. I notice you're looking for a match. So on the donation cursor, you're looking for B drive number equal to drive number. So you only want the things from here. If I'm doing department 111, I only want the things from here that match to 111. Okay. I don't think I used the on hand when I did it, as I remember. Because we'll look at my solution. Yeah.
So I was wishing I lost. Which one is this? The drive?
I got it from the... Wait a minute, let me make sure I've taken a picture of it together. I got this from... Continuing example one.
Okay.
And then I scroll down to the second thing on that page. Continuing example one, and then scroll down to the second thing. And it's that example that I would use. It's very, very similar to that example. What I want to do is have you please for next Tuesday come in with some kind of an attempt at this. If it's not working, that's fine. We'll try to figure it out. And we'll look at the solution next Tuesday in class. Okay?
You just want some form of what's going on over here?
I want you to try to write it. I want you hopefully to get it working. But if you don't, we'll look at it and go through it and try to figure it out, okay? As I said, my intention was to give you longer to do it today, but my road to hell is paved with good intentions. probably shouldn't have started procedures. But I did. Question? You look like you have a question.
At the parking table was completely different from what's up there.
Okay, did you try, you already tried this?
Well, I'm trying to like make sure I have the right tables. But like my parking table is different.
Then I'd make a different apartment table. It won't, you know, it doesn't take that much to make one. If you don't have tables that will work with this, then, you know, make a quick table.
Yeah.
And put a few records in. You only need to have a few records in it.
It doesn't need to be exactly like that.
No, and if you have a table, as long as it has a department number and a department name, it can have anything else on it and you just ignore it. Because it doesn't matter what else it has on it as long as it has a department number and a department name.
Well, I'm going to make it up like the inventory, because my inventory table does not have date.
Okay.
Alter.
Yeah, right. I don't think I actually care about date to do this problem, so you can forget that if you want to.
Okay.
The things I need to do this one is, actually, I need department number and the amount received. And that's what I need to be able to do this. Item number and other things are more kind of practical, but as long as you have a department number and the amount received, then you can run this. Because you're looking for down here, the amount received is the same as cart amount. And drive number is the same. So if you have the department number on there and the amount received, whatever you want to call it, that's really what you need to make this work.
I just want to write down the exact problem so I don't forget, because I forget. So what exactly do you want me to do?
Write this program.
Exactly.
Well, the program that's in the assignment.
Oh. What assignment was that? No, I think I went to the bathroom absolute worst time. I came back and it was like, oh, God.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe it was week 10.
The worst pressure break in my life. I was cool.
Okay. Yes, the first problem in week 10 before next assignment.
Okay.
And it really is a clone. So if you want to just have these two things on that table, we won't worry about keys, etc. If you just want to have those two things on the table. And you can have anything else on the table as long as you have a department number and the number received. If you don't have that, then make up a new table.
Okay,
you know how to make up a table. It's quick and easy. Okay? And these are two records that I could have on the table. Okay? But I don't need those. The things that I really need are the 111 and the 20, and the 111 and the 40. And what I need over here is the 111 and first. And if I have those things, I think I've got everything I need.
So what does donation look like? You have that like pointing towards the inventory? Like, is this all being like connected to the inventory department?
Say that again.
Where you have like donation and it's like pointing towards
the inventory. Yeah, that means that the donation table in that problem is similar to this file.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So this over here is my inventory file. And this over here is my department file that I need for here. And department is like drive, and inventory is like donation.
Oh, okay.
And you can have other things on there, like I started to put up there, but when you ask that question, okay, I really didn't need to have the item number because I didn't ask anything about the item number. I just said what we brought in. So,
That's fine. I was starting to make it a little more sophisticated, and then people asked me questions, and I kept kind of cutting it back a little. Yeah.
What's the on hand? Is it a number or is it a very...
On hand is a number. Yeah. So if on hand started out at 1,000, which I had here, but again, it's not a requirement, because all I said was I wanted to know the total amount you received, basically. And so if you want to make it very similar to this one, TOTCON amount is the total received. And so I keep adding up the amount received, and that becomes what I have on hand. Okay, now in reality, you probably add it to what you already had. But if you don't want to do that, that's fine. I'm much more interested in you writing and making the purses work than getting it exact. And as I said, we'll start out on Tuesday, and we'll look at the solution. So this is a checkoff assignment as opposed to the rest of it. But we'll look at the solution and get it working. Okay? And now I gotta go home and look and see if that's the way I did the solution. But I think it will work all right. If you just have this, you know, item number and the date that it's received are all stuff you'd want to know. But when I look at this example that I'm asking you to duplicate, they really don't appear in there, so don't worry about it. Find out the total on hand for Department 123. And in fact, I would. I ignore the apartment. I'd ignore the item number and the date to make this easier. Questions? We just ran out of time. Okay, so what I want you to do is try putting this together for Tuesday. And then we will do it in class on Tuesday. Okay. But I think you'll understand it better if you try putting it together. Probably shouldn't have done procedures. And then we would have had